This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, May 14th. God's word to you today is W-I-N-N-E-R, winner. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 16, verse 3, the Living Bible translation, and it says, "Commit your work to the Lord, then it will succeed." It is so important that we understand that work is not a curse. Work is a blessing. It is a blessing from God, and God wants us to thrive and win at work. So over the next few days, we will be learning how to win at work. You can tell a wise person by how he or she approaches work. God wants us to win at work, meaning we must approach work properly, and we will inevitably win. Proverbs 3:6 from the Living Bible says, "In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success." In the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks a lot about work, how to approach work, and how to win at work. So over the next few days, our learning will be from Solomon himself. The acronym for Solomon's six winning ways is W-I-N-N-E-R. To be a winner at work, you need to follow the six principles of winner, W-I-N-N-E-R. The first letter W stands for work with purpose. I know that we discussed extensively about purpose in the past weeks, but it is still worthy of mentioning. God wants us to work with purpose. The truth is that if you do not know why you are working, your work will be like a prison. If you do not know why you are working, work will feel like a rat race because every day is seemingly predictable. And in order to break the back of such feelings, God wants us to have a goal for our work life. Even if you are a homekeeper, God wants you to have a goal for your work life. Proverbs 17, verse 24 from the Good News Translation says, "An intelligent person aims at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many directions." The fool thinks he is doing something because he starts off in many directions, but at the end of the day, it amounts to nothing. Regardless of the kind of work you do, you must be moving towards a goal. Jesus' first public statement was to his parents, "Don't you know I will be about my Father's business?" In other words, Jesus was saying, "I have a goal." And his last public statement was, "It is finished. Onto your hands, I commit my spirit." In other words, Jesus was saying, "I am done." Amazing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is based on Psalm 138, verse 8. "Lord Jesus, please work out your plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. In Jesus' name, amen."
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.